Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Zolk'in Count is called Red Galactic Earth, and it is the eighth day of the White Dog Wave Spell, and it is planetary moon day 12. I just podcasted last night, and so what is this? It's my attempt to be devotional to the community. I mean that. And it's my admission that I got really sidetracked by like real life, which is planetary life and includes preparing my taxes, dealing with winter weather in April, and coalescing around my family, right? So these are all real life demands that kind of push into the mystical life that I involve myself with here. This is a really beautiful way to be in a stream of reflection that isn't very planetary. And although I comment on planetary reality and I am totally influenced or confined to it, I think that the channel is this pleasurable, divine, I mean, touches the divine moment. So I got pulled into the other direction, and there's divinity in all of those things. As far as I can tell, my tax return went really well. And so did the weather clear, and so does the concept of family evolve and, you know, take precedence in different ways on different days. So here I am, and nobody maybe even missed me because you might have been having a mirroring of the same kinds of interests or, you know, augmentation of your mystical life, because the planetary moon pulls us into, you know, what our parents always called reality, what society calls reality. And you need to be real and not surreal. So it's perfectly understandable and acceptable to have it be more weighty and gravitational and dense in the planetary moment. It's kind of interesting that taxes are always due in this time as well. It's when the United States is working on its manifestation. Well, so I'm going to sort of start in the basics. We're in the White Dog Wave Spell. It is something I was able to really focus on last episode. Just, you know, the combination of heart soaring and heart breaking events might be playing out in your life right now. And maybe some like calm warmness to the heart that isn't like hot and heavy or cold as stone. You know, that's sort of been my aim lately, since the beginning of the solar moon, which I find really igniting and overbearing in a certain way, 28 days of the solar tone. So I was asking permission for things to be slower and peaceful through that time. And then because that was the time of wishing and intending set out each year when we come to the solar moon, it is absolutely 28 days of being intentional, since I had the intention of being slower and calmer myself. I'm manifesting a bunch of that still in the planetary moon. So that's kind of how it works. There's interplay, and you can reflect back to the solar moon and remember what you were really wishing for and wanting. And then here we are, we're kind of coming almost to the midsection of the planetary moon, and you can see how are things manifesting, because that's what happens now. Things manifest. And, you know, I'm very scaredy cat, so I'll be like, well, it's manifesting so far, but we'll see what's still here at the end of the moon, the planetary moon, and what's still here at the end of the spectral moon when everything falls into a kind of disarray. You know, not to be negatory, I just have to caution myself, who has had a lot of coping fantasia, which people now call magical thinking, in my life experience. You know, I'm very cynical and damaged, so therefore skeptical or doubtful. But I also have that capacity and tendency as a Sagittarius to just be like, but maybe. And, you know, I'm leaning towards being hopeful again, like kind of hapless hopefulness. So where are we? What does that mean? I just think that the solar moon was so invigorating for really pinpointing, getting a clear perception of what we want. What do I want? Well, it's happening right now in my being. I felt it. And then now it's a curiosity. I think it's best to be curious and not expectant in the planetary moon. Like, I did all this wishing and wanting that were really earnest and near to my heart and true. What do I get, you know? What do I get in this, like, kind of paranormal Christmas list, you know? Do we get the Barbie or do we get the pet rock? I'm checking to see, but we're about halfway in a couple of days, and then we move into the churning week in the west of the planetary moon, and, you know, I'm just trying to do the whole one day at a time structure, just like... really appreciate White Dog said that to partner person. Just like, you know, it's just a lucky thing when the White Dog wave spell feels redemptive and kind, and there's appreciation and loyalty and devotion. And it is really a harder way to go when the White Dog wave spell teaches us about limitations we have around our heart and its openness because of our history, where we were impacted and fractured, or, you know, created a shell around the front part of our being so we wouldn't get hurt anymore. And that White Dog then ends up being a time where we have to address that. The White Dog is about loving and the capacity, ability, desire to love. It's an impetus to love. And if we are carrying restrictions on that force in our beings and our bodies, then we're going to be addressing that now. And I have been there, and the wave spell is not over yet. I could find myself in an eddy or a little sinkhole where I'm reminded of those concepts. My life right now is not without heartache, but it's so tempered by the amount of healing that I've been able to do lately. And by mid-age, we're just like, yeah, there's always something that we have to reckon with, in our humanity and our lifespan. So even though there are wonderful things, glass half full, I can see the emptiness as well. White Dog, though, I hope you can understand that I am here talking to you, whoever is listening, because I really appreciate you as well. And that's not like and subscribe, please. That's just like real. And, you know, there's a handful of us, or two handfuls or fistfuls or fingers and toes full of people that participate in the Natural Time podcast experience. And so it is small and select enough that I really, really am trying to resonate to the individual who tunes back in. It just makes it nice. It makes it nice to have something to say that someone else might want to hear. And it always amplifies my perception to feel like we're sharing something. And I'm really lucky because I've been doing outreach since the first couple of years of learning about the calendar myself. Like maybe within a year I was teaching back before there was an internet, and I was on a local radio station before there was podcasting, and it just was because I was more evangelical then in a way, but it was passion. And I just really grateful that I kind of got to be one of the people that can hold an audience, right? It's good for my ego, but it's just really good for my channel that it's not just going into my being and then through me to the earth, but to some people that are interested in what I've learned. And so I'm really grateful to you. Let's see. So I've kind of covered all the bases, the basic bases. I feel like lately I have stopped being as specific about the days that we're working through, and I'd like to recollect myself. Yesterday I gave a little podcast hit out of the Yellow Resonant Warrior Day, and I didn't mention that, of course, this indicates or any resonant day that we have in 20 days forward or when we next meet the tribe in question. So yesterday was Yellow Resonant Warrior. The next Yellow Warrior Day will be Yellow Magnetic Warrior. And that's always how it's structured or scheduled, that the resonant day precedes the next iteration of the tribe that comes forth to be its whole wave spell. So that's why it's perfect, right? Because it's psychic. Yellow Resonant Warrior suggests like the resonance of Yellow Warrior, and then the sort of more apparitional form, this like vapor of Yellow Warrior will next round be actualized and fully present and dominant for 13 days. And then conversely, today is Red Galactic Earth, and it is a remembrance that 20 days ago from this Red Earth moment, the last Red Earth day we had was Red Magnetic Earth and the first day of the Red Earth wave spell. So while we move through these 13-day wave spells in wave formation, and the resonant day is just along the way to the highest pitch or peak of the wave, and the galactic follows it and is the same, they, within the structure of the Zolk'in, have a more important implication. So first we see the future, and then we revisit the past. And I also say it's like we're opening the door on a resonant day to a sojourn through the tribe in question. So yesterday, Yellow Resonant Warrior is really a setup all the way until the Yellow Galactic Warrior Day that is essentially 40 days later. So it's Yellow Resonant Warrior, then 20 days later, Yellow Magnetic Warrior, and then 20 days later, Yellow Galactic Warrior. And that sequence, it's 41 literal days, but 40 days is one of these kind of high frequency perceptions because of Jesus and maybe some other stuff, but Jesus spent 40 days in the desert when he was really coming to terms with his personal prophecy. Maybe someone else did 40 days. I think I used to know. I'm not going to Google it. I'm going to let you be the one who knows more than me, but you can know listening that it's not the sole version of the importance of 40 days. So here we're starting that with Yellow Warrior, but we're finishing it with Red Earth. We just had 40 days of Red Earth, and now it's the closing of that door. And that makes sense. I've been talking sort of idly about really working with my dad, an 82-year-old Red Earth person. And it makes sense. Like we've really been in his wheelhouse, and it's been like visiting, an extended visit with my father for the Red Earth trajectory. And my partner is a Yellow Warrior, so I find that kind of invigorating. Like, isn't that a classic psychological, like, promise or prophecy? Like, close the door with your dad and open the door with your partner or mom if you're falling in love with a woman or what have you. So yeah, it's just sort of the beginning, the rumblings of yellow warrior coming into its ascendancy. And meanwhile, like, we're in White Dog fully, but the next wave spell that follows White Dog is Blue Knight. And I was just sort of, again, reminded that from the front end of the second half of the Dzogchen, we start with Blue Monkey, then it's Yellow Seed, Red Earth, White Dog, Blue Knight, and then Yellow Warrior. And I think in that array of wave spell themes, the tribes that we visit, I feel like Yellow Warrior is sort of the first one that could have like an itchy, scratchy concept. Like, it's hard to get away from kind of the guarding our heart, which is what Yellow Warrior represents, as being shielded so that we can go into battle and be safe, like all our organs are safe behind a shield. And I think when we get to the wave spell, it can feel a little heartless or closed down emotionally. But it's immediately followed by Red Moon, which is all about fluidity, flow, motions, emotions. And so I think that it's sort of the meeting of opposites in those two wave spells in a way, but that they kind of cancel each other out. Like, one is kind of hard and the other is really not. It's loose, maximally loose, but it's really good for us to kind of have a tight fist squeezed. That's a gesture. And then completely relax our hand. Like, one could be like, yeah, power, and the other is like, I let go completely. But they each have importance, and that's how it seems to me moving through the last part of the Dzogchen, where there's certain pairings that are like that. After Red Moon, it's White Wind followed by Blue Eagle followed by Yellow Star. And there's a way that that's very fluid as well, where we have wind is pretty masculine. It's describing a male parental divinity, and it comes after a really feminine, fluid Red Moon time. But also White Wind is air and wind, and then the eagle comes and, you know, flies on that. And then the eagle turns into a star. I feel like I may be getting a little too esoteric here, but the wave spells in the second half of the Dzogchen are way less demanding. And, you know, you guys have heard me say that a bunch of times when we're in the first half, but it's just more coasting, and there's more permission to learn at our own pace, not like getting hammered or like force-fed karmic, like, I want to say like karmic explosions, but more like a popcorn than a bomb, just like karmic release. So I don't know. You gotta get through the retrograde. It's still 9 days of the main Mercury retrograde. The White Dog wave spell, I wish, were gentling some of your experiences. I just retreat to my home, where my dogs are, where my heart is, when I notice that the retrograde planetary moon conjunction of me just being like, I'm tired of society already. It's Monday. I've been to one event and I'm just going home. There's just a lot of love. And remember that my focus or fixation has been on self-love at the heart of this wave spell. And when in doubt, especially if you feel hurt by others, just come back and try to remember or do the things with yourself that you love. I think that's totally supported right now. I'm not just telling you like in a pop psychology way, but because love is in deeply the air and essence right now. And we have to find our way where that's proven to our bodies and souls. I'm Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan we say, in Lakesh.